again this morning. With our hearts open, again, we have the privilege of having this man of God, this real man of God in our midst this morning. Let's together, as we rise up, welcome one more time the senior pastor of Restoration Hallelujah. Bible Church, Kaduna and Worldwide.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Reverend Tunde Bolanta.
Hallelujah.
We honor you, sir.
Hallelujah. Let me greet you. Hallelujah. Wow. To God be the glory this morning. Isn't it good? I'd like to really appreciate Pastor Shola and his dear wife this morning. They are just a wonderful couple, sweetheart, good heart. Thank you so much for your humility. I appreciate you so much. Folusho, the protocol guy, and Percy. Guys have been great. I appreciate you so much. I've been well looked after. One day we shall, is it retaliate? Eh? When you come to visit us. Okay, it's so good. I want to give God the glory. Isn't it good? Isn't it good? Isn't it good? All my life you have been. Can you sing that? All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able,
I will sing of the goodness.
I love you, Lord.
Sing all my life, you have been faithful. And all my life, you have been so, so good.
With every breath
that I am able, I will sing of the good.
Your hands this morning. Father, we thank you. I don't know if this person is here in person or you are watching online. It's a curvature of the spine. It's a curvature of the spine. As I sat there, the Lord began to show me that. In the name of Jesus, be healed. thank you, Lord, for a miracle in the name of Jesus. Another person has your miracle in the name of Jesus. This morning, the Lord showed me a number of women carrying babies here. In fact, you lined up, you are holding them in your hands. You know, when the Lord tells us to declare a word, you know, there's a declaration, there's a prophetic word. I was in a church in Norway. At that time, tell her that she's going to have a baby. I said, Lord, let's do it after the service. You know, the Lord said, do it now because the unction is on you now. So I said it. There was a journalist in the church that met her and said, this guy said you're going to have a baby. Are you pregnant? He said, no. But you know, that baby is there now. If God gives a word over you and you know it's you, the things of God are not hard, though. Don't let anybody complicate gospel for you. They are not hard. It's the vehicle is just to receive. DHL came to your house. Your name is on the parcel. You say, Lord, I receive. Just say, Lord, I receive. If you are one of those women, please, who is Sikristo Lahana, you are one of those that you are looking to carry your own baby. I want you to lift your hand. Wherever you may be, just lift that hand and just wave it to God. Just wave it to God. Just wave it to God. You are one of the women, raise your hand. Women, raise your hand. I'll give you 1 minute to worship, to see that boy, that girl in your own arms. I'll give you 1 minute to just do that. That is, now you can leave this service and get home and write it down and say, this is what happened to me on that day. When you date your miracle, you can always go back to it. So do that for 1 more minute. Just wave your hand and thank the Lord for it. Daddy, we are grateful this morning. We are grateful this morning. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Heartburn, ulcer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Heartburn and ulcer, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, we're going to be teaching on the manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation of the sons of God. Your peace is not complete until you are what God wants you to be or what He intended you to be. Hallelujah. And I would like to... When I wrote the book, The Shaking and the Glory, last year, one of the things the Lord said to me in 2019, and I want to repeat it to you as well, He said many things will happen in our world. You can go online and find the prophecy. I prophesied about this shaking, and the Lord said that you will not pay with your life what Jesus paid for with His blood. Can you say that with me? I will not pay with my life what Jesus paid for with His blood. Can you say it one more time? Everything we have is on the basis of the blood. Everything we have. Like I said to you yesterday, 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. You can put value on this pulpit here, this podium. You can put dollar value, yen value. And so one of the key to the manifestation of the sons of God is personal intimacy with the Father and staying full of the Holy Ghost. Personal intimacy with the Father. What does that mean? There's nothing that can be born without intimacy. Everything from the Holy Ghost is born. That means you got to have a relationship. You got to have, you know, like those of you who received Holy Ghost last night, make that prayer language part of your life. Just pray. Just let it. You don't have to be shouting. Just under your breath, have a time. Bible says a great while before morning, Jesus will do what? He will rise up to go and pray. Is there an amen somewhere in this house today? A great while before morning, he will get up. You see, there's one baptism, but there are many feelings. Yes, Acts 1:8, they were 2:4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. You read again the book of Acts, and they prayed and they were filled. Ephesians 5:18-20, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be what? Continually filled with the Holy Ghost. When you used to drink, how many bottles makes you drunk? Don't pretend and be looking at me like that. I asked one guy, say 12. Well, the thing is, stay full. I said, stay full. Stay full. It says, speaking to yourselves, Ephesians 5:18-20, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, giving thanks. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be continually filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, you Bible says in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power, dunamis. We get the word dynamo. He said in Mark 16, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. We have authority to use his name, but we also have the power to back up the authority. If I raise my hand as a police officer, for example, if I were a police officer and I raised my hand, I don't have the power to hold that car. I'm using my authority. As a youth copper, I will not mention the village. It might be your hometown. I've never been in a more demonic place than that, so I won't call the name. Pastor is already looking at me. This town, you are sitting in a room and a head will come out of the wall and speak conk Yoruba to you. People that visit me from UI, they don't stay. They say, bro, see, I'm leaving. What's up? They say, a head just came out of your room and spoke to me. Long story short, one day they were having a festival where they dragged a live goat as a sacrifice through the town and it would bleed to death. And there must be total darkness. But I was a visitor, I didn't know. So I left my electricity on. And I'm telling you, all those masqueraders, witch doctors, cults people, they surrounded my place and started cursing me with incantation. You know some incantations, Ev? The sound alone, the way the vowels and the consonants and the guttural sound, the way they will be alliterating and colliding with each other, the hair on the back of your neck will stand, even if there's no power in it. If I tell you I was not afraid, that would be a lie. I was scared. I was shaking. But you see, you have to build a relationship with God by constantly being in tune with the Word, being in tune with the Holy Ghost. It's a luxury to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that you can talk to the God of heaven 24/7, even as you are seated there. Somebody says, stay connected. Now, how many of you have a phone here? Raise your phone up. How many of you, your phone is on silent right now? Right. But you know, you can get an alert. You can get an email. That's how it is with the Holy Ghost. Once you stay connected, you can be here and be in America at the same time. Sometimes I sit in church like this and I'm far. You just stay connected. And the simple tool is learn to talk in tongues. A lot of people say, somebody even said to me, I prefer my native language. What I'm saying, I don't understand. You know why God has to bypass your mind? Because most of the things, if you are praying from your mind, you will not do it. For example, you are praying and in your mind, and you say, God says, I want you to give X amount of money to the church. You say, I bind you in Jesus' name. That's why you have to pray in tongues. It has to come from your heart. Be intimate with the Holy Ghost. Spend quality time in the Word. You want to go places with God? Can I see your hand if you want to go places with God? Now, let me tell you that story. These guys began to tell me to go blind in Yoruba. There was no pastor around. I was a little pastor in that place. I just done big crusade there. So I began to, the only scripture I could remember, you don't need 100 scriptures. You only need one that is revealed to your heart. Only one, no weapon formed against me. When I started quoting it, it was not strong. I was, because man, the devil told me, you have gone too far. About 70 guys surrounded me. Oh. Life, no vision, life. There's a God in heaven over your life. I said, there's a God in heaven over your life. These were some of the things that brought me to where I am today. Some of you, when there's one small problem, you want to backslide. Backslide and do what now? The shaking is to manifest the glory. That's why there's a shaking, because there's a glory. I shake, oh. But I saw something I have never seen before, and I've never seen since that time. Dear brothers and sisters, it was not rainy season. But I began to first, I started hearing the sound of thunder. Bra-ka-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Me, I even thought maybe they started shooting. Bra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. When I looked, lightning was coming down in front of me, in front of this, where these people stood, just restricted there. They began to run helter-skelter. The Oba came to my small place the next morning. He said, young man, Peleo, these people won't die. Hey, how did you survive it? I said, it is Jesus. I led that man to Christ, and I have a church in that place today. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give him praise. In those times, the oil you are trying to drink will not help you. It is the word of God that is here. Oh. There may be prophetic use of some of those things, but don't turn into a religion. Some of you cannot go out until you have one thing that you have tied. You're going for an interview, you hold it in. Where is the word? Where is the word? Where is the word? Is somebody still here with me today? Hallelujah to Jesus. Stay connected. Stay online. We have a church plant in Romania, and I was visiting them one time. And long story short, I met this man and the guy who was leading at the time, the sister and her husband downstairs. He said, come, the mother was sick, so we were going to go to the third or fourth floor to pray for her. When we met these people downstairs, the Holy Ghost, if you want to know how God is moving, if you want to know the direction of the wind, it's not that houses are moving, no. If houses are moving, you better run. You look at the leaves. The way God will start leading you that is sitting here is through those gentle promptings of the Holy Ghost. Like telling your husband, I am sorry. Amen. Don't drive for church. I like to know, I contribute to this place. You can't just... I'm talking to a Christian, so. Or you, the man, telling your wife, my dear, I messed up last... Just forgive me. My father was not apologizing to my mother. Which Bible are you reading? And which village are you from? It will be those little things. Learning to walk in love. As a young undergraduate, I used to, when people say God spoke to them, me, I don't know what you are after. But what me I'm after is just more of God. All the rest is jara. Whatever you are looking for in God is what you will get. Some people are not passionate about things of God. God, you can do what you like. That is me. That's my life. I dream it. I sleep it. I pray it. I cry it. But we have a generation. Hallelujah. So one of the early days, I will ask God, where will I meet my friends when I go out this morning? There's a hall. That clock. What do you call that hall in Ibadan? Trenchard Hall. There's a clock there. I don't know if it's still there. And God, one time God showed me the clock will be exactly on this, 10 a.m. So I will look at my time. I trained myself to hear God. Why are you going to school? You spend how many years in school? You have to train your spirit. by doing the word, by walking in love, by instantly obeying the voice of your spirit. And I will leave my room 5 minutes before time, and I'll get there exactly the time. I say, guys, how are you? Say, how do you know we're here? I said, the Holy Ghost told me. Told me too, I began to move small, small. Every time you obey God, you get stronger on the inside. Some of you, God has been telling you for ages, join the sanitation team in the church. Join this one in the church. I don't have time. This morning, we are talking as family. Praise God. Another important key. Spiritual brokenness must be a daily occurrence in your life. John chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. What is Jesus was saying, I'm going to be glorified, but it's going to happen by me dying. Now, we are already dead with Christ. We are risen with him in our spirit, but your flesh is not born again. How many of you agree your flesh is not born again? All right. If I say slap your neighbor, we'll find out now. Some of them, before you even slap, they have blocked. The karate thing will come into their head. They will tackle you straight. So the flesh is not saved. And that flesh you have to crucify, put it down. Hallelujah. I'm talking about manifestation. God, in your flesh dwelleth nothing good. The world does not want to see my flesh. They want to see the God that I carry. There was a time when you say you are born again, people can leave you ₦1,000,000 and say, they can even just sell you. You don't sign anything. Now, you better have a contract drawn by professional lawyers. Otherwise, your brother can become your worst enemy. But you will manifest in the name of Jesus. I said you will manifest in the name of Jesus. You see the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Remember that story? If you look at it in the book of Mark, I'll give you the passage. It's in Mark 11 from verse 1. From verse 7, and they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the trees and strode in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I was preaching in one country. God moved so much. By the day, time I came the next morning, I found that my photographs have been enlarged. Like, you know, and they were selling them. Now, if your flesh is not dead and you are not spiritually intelligent or you're a carnal man, you think you have arrived, that's a way for God to do bye-bye to you. So I told the big man of God, I said, sir. He said, no. You are going to get a lot of euros like this. I said, I don't want that kind of euro. Your flesh, Jesus must increase and you must decrease. I came with my amen and hallelujah, oh. I said, I came with my amen and hallelujah this morning, oh. Because the glory is in earthen vessel, and that vessel has to die. It has to be cracked for the glory to come. You cannot light a candle and put it under a bushel. The world is waiting to see the Jesus that you carry. They are not waiting to see your flesh. They are not waiting to see my flesh. They want to see the God that is on my inside. Is there an amen somewhere in this house today? Because you know what? We have a lot of smoke in the church, but no fire. Because the flesh, if you take a mango, what you plant is that inner seed there. That's where the life is. That shell has to go down. This is a shell. This thing, it is a baggage. And every day it wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to be this. It wants to be that. It wants to be I. It wants to be that. Those are the things you are going to say, God, if there's any way my flesh is in conflict with your will in my life, let my flesh be put down. Most problems in marriages will be over. Most problems in churches will not even be there. The Bible says, in the day that Isaac was weaned, that Abraham threw a party. Samuel was not brought unto Shiloh until he was weaned. There are things in our flesh that are limiting the glory of God, and we must put it down. Amen. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who gave his life for me. Let me illustrate with you. Stand up. Stand up. Look at these two guys. Let's imagine it's not prophetic. It's just illustration. Let's imagine that this man, what's your name, sir? Dola, Shola, Shola, and Muiwa. Okay. Let's imagine that Shola, the doctor says your heart, physical heart, is, you need a new heart. And your friend Muiwa says, I love you, you're my brother, I will give you my heart. Isn't that a nice guy? There's no, eh? You know, you can give one kidney because you have two. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only. That's why I'm using heart, because there's only one. Muiwa, are you married? Wife, you're here. If he wants to give his heart, your wife will say, think about it. So they go to the operating table and they take his heart, and Shola is excited. This guy is gone. But before he gives you the heart, he says to a proviso, he says to you, listen, friend, anything I want to do with my life that I wanted to do, if I wanted to be a missionary to Iraq, you will go. If I wanted to give all my things to the poor, that's what happened when you accepted Jesus Christ. That gospel they used to tell people that once you come to Jesus, there will be no problem. It's a lie. Because Galatians 2:20 says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. The heart that Shola is using to do guy about belongs to Muiwa. He said, the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, the one who gave me the heart. I'm actually living on this man's credit. A Christian is living the life of Jesus out. Your own life, the old man died. This is Easter season, was nailed to the cross. The guy that rose up got a new life in 1976. Tunde Bolanta died. I died. I took the life of Jesus, and that's the life I'm carrying now. I'm a Jesus donkey. The donkey that Jesus rode had nothing to show. I mean, it was just a donkey. People were not praising that donkey. That donkey was only useful as long as Jesus was riding on his back. Give him a hand. Give him a hand. Please sit down. That is ABC of Christianity. You have to get that. All that, my money, my pride, my position, my this. You have not died. You don't even understand the exchange. That's why we have so many Christians. When they talk, without wondering, you are born again. Which version? Because God is raising an army. That's why I'm talking to you like this. We are dealing with demonic forces we have never dealt with in the whole world. We are dealing, and we must come out harnessed. We must come out like the army of God. There's so much power in you sitting down here. And with God's help, you will tear down the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But you have got to understand some of these principles this morning. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Another key is that there must be an understanding of fatherhood. Among the millennials and the younger generation, there seem not to be that understanding. Fatherhood is not age. Some of you are older than Pastor Shola and Pastor Abigail. But do you know they are the fathers of this house? How many of you agree they are the fathers of this house? Please, if your neighbors is not raising hand, let's do it again. How many of you agree that they are the fathers of this house? Let's give them a big hand and appreciate them. Yeah. Fathers give you your identity, your DNA. The way you look, if they check very well, you took from your parents. If you don't have from both, while are they? Hallelujah to Jesus. Look at Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock where ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pits where ye are digged. Look up to Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. I want to say to you, if you are serving under this commission, fathers are also portals for you. Portals in the sense that certain things from heaven will come through a father. Lot followed his uncle, who was like a father to him. After a while, he began to have issues with the man. I'm not saying they are perfect. I am not. But if you don't know where God has placed you, my Baptist pastor used to say, when a rodent misses his track, it's going to be running helter-skelter, rada-rada-ish. Do you understand that? When God has placed you in a place like this, you got to understand that it's a divine placement. God places in the body as it pleased him. We have so many people running helter-skelter and not being able to make the impact necessary for the kingdom. You will not break your ranks in Jesus' name. I said you will not break your ranks in Jesus' name. Philippians 2. Twenty to 24. Let me read from the Easy Translation for you. Timothy really loves you as I do. There's nobody else here with me like him. Everyone else thinks about themselves. They have no interest in the things that are important to Jesus Christ. But you know that what Timothy is like. He has walked with me like a son walks to help his father. Together we have taught people God's good news. That is why I hope to send him to you soon. But first, I want you to know what will happen to me here. The Lord has helped me to hope that I will soon come to you myself. God gave me this message for you as a church. Some of the things I'm saying here could preach 1,001 things to you. But listen to me very well. Sons and daughters must take the spirit of their fathers. People that stay long with me, they operate in the same gifts I operate. Elijah, Elisha, grace came by following. Anointing comes by environment, association, and influence. That's how you get it. You can't just sit like this and say, let them be doing the church now. I'm here. Let them be moving the church. God will drop nothing on you. It's an honor to serve God. Somebody say, I want to serve God. You have to serve the man of God. You see now. When I started operating word of knowledge, I was washing a man of God's clothes. I said, same vision. The flesh must die. Humble yourself wherever God puts you. Humble yourself. We are talking about the manifestation. These are things that can hinder you from manifesting. It's a privilege for you to serve God. The centurion said in Matthew 8:9, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I said to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he do that. Do you know that Elisha kept following Elijah? He said, I'm going there. I say, I will not leave you. I'm going there. I will not leave you. I'm going there. I will not leave you. I'm going there. Elijah seems to me like a guy that had problem himself. You kill hundreds of prophets one day. You get an SMS from Jezebel the next day. And you are running for your life. How do you follow a man like that? Today, he's killing prophets. Tomorrow, he's running for his life. But he knew what he was looking for. Hallelujah. You are going to have to follow the anointing that you covet. You won't find a perfect church anywhere. And the day you find a perfect church, once you become a member, their record has spoiled because an imperfect person has joined the church. Thank you, people. Welcome to church. Hallelujah. I tell people the church is a hospital. Glory to God. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm in the spirit. You are called to complement and not compete with your covering. Don't let anybody fool you. I don't know if it was Lester Sumrall. I think it was Lester Sumrall that shared. He said, as a young minister, every time when he finished preaching, one woman would come and meet him and say, "Oh, you are the most anointed person that I've ever had." He said his own head too was doing one kind. He said, so another young boy preached. Then they came and met the boy and said, "Ah." The same woman said, "You are the most anointed person." So he said he just felt deflated. He said, so this is how this woman goes around telling everybody they are the most anointed. Anything with more than one head is a monster. You may be able to preach better than these people. You may even see more vision than them. People may even say, fire, the fire in your life is too much. They want to kill you. And I've been a Christian since 1976. I know what I'm talking about. People will come and prophesy to you and say, God told you. The crowd that can see for you your ministry is 100 times of Pastor Shola's crowd. Is it crowd we are competing about or the will of God? Don't worry, I came with my amen and my hallelujah. I came with my amen and my hallelujah. This commercial idea of ministry, we need to throw it away. The commercial idea that when I say with Pastor Shola for 2 years, then I will just, it's just like we have a trade in shop. I'm learning spare parts to sell. I've learned the trade. The thing is a calling. When I was 4 years old, I knew I was called to ministry. I didn't just wake up because of lack of something to do. A need is not a call. Because there are so many young people breaking out, doing stupid things, and they think God is with them. I've had people that left me 25 years ago who are back. 25 years ago. And then when you look at where they could have been and where they are, you feel sorry. Now, I'm not saying God can't lead you. That's not what I'm saying. But your goal, see, I will share some things with you. We do a lot of mission work. We have 125 mission churches in the front line. You know front line, ba? Do you know the meaning of front line? Uh-huh. Those places that if they say you should come and go, you say any amount of money you will pay me, I will not go there. Don't you know those places? Within this nation and outside this nation, we work in those places. My mission director went somewhere. You know why people are doing many of these things? Because you are in your comfort zone. We'll talk about another anointing. When he got there, they said, "Hey, you are welcome, Pastor. You want to build church?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Come." So they took him to one house. There was an old man. His two legs were withered, dry. They said, "If your Jesus can heal this man, you are welcome to build a church." Pastor said, he started sweating. He started sweating. He said, "Father, hey, Jesus." So just to waste time, he said, "Do you have oil?" They went and brought granite oil for him. He said, "Pray, Lord." So he said, he began to rub the granite oil on the man's leg and was just crying to God. "God, if you don't show up, I am finished." When your ministry hasn't got to that level, that if God doesn't show up, you are finished. You are just wasting time. When it is not supernatural, when it is not God-driven, you can build a church without God. Bible says, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that built it. I pray that your work for God will not be in vain. I pray that your work for God will be eternal. Pastor G said, suddenly the leg started to pop like popcorn. Bra, bra, bra. Then he said, it got bold at that point. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. The Baba stood up. Oh. The Baba stood up. Everybody gathered. We have built a church in that place with about 400 members there in the deep north of this country. I want to tell you, there's power. There's power in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, there's power in order. There's power when you go where God sends you. The angels will be waiting for you. And let me quickly drop this here. I don't know who needs it. Don't just change a job because the money is better. That's a word for somebody. The will of God is very important. Most of the time we are saying, I'm not manifesting. If God did not send you, why should he manifest? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Are you getting something? Is it hard? Psalm 92 verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. Hallelujah. There's a fresh anointing that gives you the ability of a wild ox to be irrepressible, to stretch beyond your comfort zone, to be stable, and to have longevity in ministry. You know, a wild ox, if a cow goes crazy, what do? You run away from it. Oil always rises to the top. I want to say there's an oil on your inside today that will rise above every challenge in your life, rise above every challenge in your family. Listen to me. The psalmist said, when my heart is overwhelmed, take me to the rock that is higher than I. Have your own personal time with daddy. God knows each one of us by name. When we are singing here, our voices are different. God is not just hearing House of David. He's hearing you yourself talking to him. What I'm trying to leave with you, child of God, is that have a one-on-one relationship with God. God has no favorite children. You can approach God as much as I can approach God. But if you don't come, God is lonely. You say, God is lonely. Yeah, there are many angels. I got 3 children. They are big men now and lady. They are no more at home. They are all far away. They are very important to me. It doesn't matter who is around me. When I hear their voice, something changes. God has tattooed you on the palm of his hand. Can a nursing mother forget her babies? Even if they do, I will never forget you. I've engraved you on the palm of my hand. That's how important you are to him. So why doesn't he hear from you ever, except you need something? Sometimes just lie down there, play worship. I'm telling you, one time in 1989, Pastor, I had a very rough time in ministry. And I thought of quitting. You won't believe that. I thought of throwing the towel, but I can't go into that story. And I was just on my face before the Lord, just worshiping him. How close do you want to get to Jesus? As close as you want. As close as you want. And then it took me to heaven. What I'm saying, many of you will be experiencing things after I've left here. You will see angels. He will take you trip to heaven. When you get there, say, is it how heaven is? We are in the time of the manifest presence of God. God is lonely. When I got to that place, angels are singing for you, but he wants to hear your voice. How many of you are parents here? When your children call you, how do you feel? So if your children call you, even you and your husband are quarreling because now your husband is feeling that the children have taken his place. He's feeling jealous. When I got there, there was a huge stadium. There is a huge stadium there. And I saw saints that have died. There were so many in the stadium. And I was like in the middle of the arena. All of them were calling my name. I don't even know how they knew my name. Your family members will know your name now.
When you get to heaven, you have to say, can I introduce you to Abraham? You will see him and say, Papa Abraham. And in heaven is the big men that serve there. Let's leave that side. But they were all calling my name. Oh, don't give up. You know the way they cheer if you're an Arsenal fan. I say Arsenal, Chelsea. Well, I don't come. Mind you, they were all calling my name. When I was coming back, the Lord said to me, go and encourage other ministers. And that's one thing I still do till today. What I'm saying to you is that those for you are more than those that are against you. But there has to be an intimacy with God. You have to connect. Keep that connection. Anything that will break that connection, me, I run from it. Somebody said to me, I have problem praying. Somebody called me the other day. They say, I'm praying. Then he come again, they say, I'm praying. He come again, they say, I'm praying. They say, why are you always praying? I say, because I don't have any other choice. When Boko Haram first started, to enter church, up to now, the checks we have is more than airport. So you are praying all the time. Bible says, pray without ceasing. If you don't have big problem, you will not pray. Or if you have another thing you put your eye on, prayer is my juju. Faithfulness is my juju. Going where God sends me is my juju. I sense that God wants to drop something on somebody today, this morning. In the month of December, I was invited to a small church in our town. The pastor was thanking me for coming. Me, I was thanking him for inviting me. That church doesn't have roof. It was open heaven. The air conditioner was blowing from up. The windows too were open heaven. He said he didn't know if I would come. I said, why wouldn't I come? You didn't invite me. God invited me. I'm talking about putting this thing down. It will limit the manifestation of God in your life. Hallelujah. While I was in that church, I saw a mantle come out of heaven. God gave me a fresh mantle in that church. It dropped on me. You can't just do what you like. You are not your own boss. If God does not anoint you, you will fall into the hands of cunning men and cunning women, and familiar spirits will take you over. Praise the Lord. We will soon be praying, but I need to get through this and be obedient to God this morning. Matthew 11:12. You know, when you bring out oil, how do you bring out oil? There's a press. There's a squeeze. How many of you have felt squeezed lately? You felt things were pressure. It's the oil of God that will come out in your life in the name of Jesus. Matthew 11:12 Amplified Classic says, and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Is that in your Bible? Or am I reading another Bible? The kingdom of God suffereth what? And the violent take it by force. I'm telling you, there's another gospel that is being preached, and we are not ready for what God wants to do in the body of Christ. It's going to cost you something to see a greater glory in your life. I just have to tell you the way it is. That means Satan will pipe pressure against you, but you will see a greater glory. Paul said, intense exertion. That means there will be times you stretch. It will be like just to obey God, sometimes we'll be like that. But I want to tell you the glory that is coming, what God is about to do in our time, and I'm happy to be alive at this time. What God is about to use you to do in your family has never been done before. Everybody wants the testimony of Joseph, but they don't want the test of Joseph. Joseph, they lied against him. They put Joseph in the well. His own brother sold him into slavery. He went into Potiphar's house as a slave. He ended up in prison. But the Bible says, until the word of the Lord, his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Some of you are going through some of those moments right now. But I'm here to encourage you that if you will hang in there, if you will hang in there and stay true to God, God will remember you. He will lift you up. He will break the barrier in your life. A greater promotion, a greater glory is ahead of you this morning. The Lord is about to unleash you. He's about to release finances. He's about to bring you to another level. But you must stand true to God. You must stay the course. Hallelujah. Any small problem, don't say you want to leave your marriage. If you find a perfect wife, she's a witch. If you find a perfect husband, he's a wizard. Nobody is perfect. It's a school where God wants to showcase how the church and Jesus, what we look like. I hope I'm helping somebody here. So that press is there. I've been in all, if I tell you some stories, places I've been, you won't believe it. But you stand true to God, and God will manifest his glory in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me touch this subject one or two more. Hebrews 12, 15 and Psalm 1, 1. Never allow the root of bitterness to defile you. Can somebody say that with me? Never allow the root of bitterness to defile you. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm saying it. Absalom was angry because the king didn't do the right thing. And then, of course, you know, he killed his brother. He was exiled, and Joab brought him back. 40 years later, he planned a revolt against the king. If there's something you are not happy about in your marriage, in the church, that is troubling you, this morning I beg you, release it. There's no amen. Amen. Let me talk to people on this side. I said, if there's something you are not happy about in this church, or in your own marriage, or your own home, is troubling you, your belly is spoiled, I want to beg you, for your own good, release it. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Let me try people on this side. If there's something inside you that is bothering you, you are not happy about, in this, praise the Lord. So that's why churches, the atmosphere can become very stale. Because all some people ever do is just discuss what's not working. I know your church is perfect, have you? If you have someone to say, go and say it to the right person. And hallelujah. Or form a party. Form a political party church. Where you do yay on Sunday. Yay, nay. Some people, there's nothing you can buy. Even this beautiful, this thing at the back. Say, why didn't they buy a size taller? Did you give? Why? They could have bought it. Did you give anything? Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm almost done. When I finish, I want to be able to say to the Lord, I told them, what you say, make I tell them. A son abides in the house forever, the Bible says. That means when you are in a son, that even if you are no longer in this place, you are still connected to that house. Anybody that walks out and cannot connect was never a son. No matter how old your children get, My kids are not at home now, but we are always connected. Jesus is the one that said, a son abideth in the house. So you have to fight that spirit, because that's what the devil used to kill revival. A very individualistic spirit that doesn't want to be led by anybody. That is John 8:35. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can feel like I'm there's so much on my plate, but I'm just asking the Lord to help me to give you what you really need. Go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. I think I'll tell you two more stories and I'll begin to pray. Deuteronomy 32, 11. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. Put the next verse for me. Verse 12, I think. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Let me see if I have that translation. The Message translation says, verse 11, he was like an eagle hovering over its nest, overshadowing its young, then spreading its wings, lifting them up into the air, and teaching them to fly. Tell your neighbor, it's time to fly. You cannot fulfill destiny in the nest. God likens himself to a mother eagle and likens you to an eagle. When the mother eagle lays her eggs on some high place, she comes home every now and then with the male partner, and they bring in choice rabbit meat, gastronomical, epicurated tidbits, the kind of meat that tastes like hallelujah and smells like glory be to God. And the eaglet says, praise the Lord, my life is so beautiful, it's so sweet. This is the revival we have been waiting for. I bless you, Lord, with my Pajero. I bless you with my Mercedes. I bless you with my new house. And then the mother comes home one day and says, hello? Hello? She begins to remove the sticks in the nest. Rather, the soft material, and the eaglet is now sitting on the edge on sticks. She flutters. She's able to fly and stand still. She has a wing spread, some say 7 to 8 feet, and the eaglet looks at this mother and say, wow, the wings of my mother are really big. Then the mother picks the eaglet up, and they begin to fly. For the first time she's leaving the nest, she sees the beautiful sky. I came this morning to show you there's a beautiful sky of the glory of God, and you must get out of the nest, your comfort zone. You must get out of it. You will not fly in the nest. When God told me to build the orphanage in year 2000, we just had the Sharia riots. And if you follow, those things were horrible. And people were asking me, Pastor, what's the problem? People told me, Pastor, this is a waste of money. Today, presently, we have 48 kids there. Many of them are undergraduates in university. Hallelujah. Some have graduated. Some have done different courses, accounting, dietetics, all kinds of things, mass communication. I don't know them from nowhere. But it was not comfortable. I wasn't doing it. You see, many people think, what I'm trying to get to you is that the will of God is not always going to be comfortable. It's not always going to be comfortable. Because once we have a little bit of discomfort, Satan, get behind me. Satan, get behind me. It's part of growth. Young people, you will marry long. I've been married for long ago. 1988. Do the math. Some of you, maybe that's the year you were even born, sir. But you are going to have to learn how to fly. So the mother eagle takes her up in the air. They begin to fly. After a while, she dumps the eaglet. And the eaglet is falling at a terrific speed. They say, oh my God, I'm going to die. And the mother eaglet picks her up again. How many of you have been in a situation where you say, God, huh? God, oh, anybody ever been there? God, oh, this is Okpari, oh, Father, if you don't come through. How many of you know he has come through again and again and again and again and again in your life? But what he's trying to get across to you, we treat resistance as not the will of God. Paul was resisted. He was either having a revival or a riot or in prison. But he realized that, listen, I'm an eagle. I'm not a chicken. At 10,000 feet, you will not meet any other bird but eagle. When you fly low, you'll be meeting all the kwekweyes and all the, you know, this one, tolo tolo. And, those ones are eating rubbish on the ground. I'm talking about people that want to go higher. After a while, the eagle says, bless God. Flaps the wing and they walk. And she begins to fly. May I suggest to you that everything you face is for God to bring you to a place where you can use the word of God for yourself. Where you can stand for yourself. One of my ushers, his name is Dickinsonny. They believe God for that, their daughter. In St. Gerard Hospital, the girl died. He was stillborn. And the mother was losing blood. They just gave, say, go and bury this one. They want to take care of the mother. The guy took the baby to one corner with another brother. Say, Father, this is not going to happen. They didn't call for us. They raised their own child from the dead. Many stories like that. The first time I saw that in my own life, it scared me. God will bring you to places where it will be as if you are almost falling off. But he will not let you fall. Don't let resistance be a problem. Learn that you are a lion. In the jungle, lion does not fear antelope. Every demon is under your feet. You are seated far above principalities, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, and the greater one is on your inside. You are destined for the skies. You are not going down in the name of Jesus. But you must have an intimacy with him. We were going on a crusade in one town. And suddenly, I need to start praying. Suddenly, my team had a bad accident. They left an hour or more before me. And I tell you, our drum set, everything was destroyed, cuts and bruises. I never shared this testimony myself for many years. Until the man at the center came to one convention and told people. So I said, if you told people, then I can help you repeat it. His name is Michael Oho. He lives in Abuja. He's an evangelist. He used to work with me then. He died. So they were looking for transport to convey the body. Just put him there. So I came an hour plus. People were just crying. Oh, he's dead. Oh, he's dead. Me, myself, I was just filled with anger against God. I know you are so holy, you've never been angry with God. Me, God, forgive me. I was very angry with God. Have you never been angry with God? Me. But I say, God, where were you when this kind of thing can be happening? We are going for crusade. For what kind of a report is this? I was challenging God. But when you don't know what to pray as do as a pastor, you pray. When you know what to do, you pray. So I called some of the sisters, a few of them, and maybe one other guy. I said, let's just stand around this body and pray. I was angry. But we were praying. God, why? Holy Ghost, you could have done better than this. I'm being honest. Even your thoughts, God can hear it. So there's no point pretending. If you are not feeling good, go to your father and say, Daddy, honestly, not in a rude way. You know, there's a way your child will talk to you. You yourself, you will talk to yourself. So I was just telling Daddy, Daddy, you are more than this now. God, what's the... Then I heard an audible voice behind me. The voice of the Holy Ghost. He said, you can call him back. So you get behind me, Satan. Sometimes when God answers you, you don't even believe yourself. That tells you my mental state was not one of... God will push you to the edge so you can leave the nest and fly. There was a lady that was crying here about her office last night. I told you that... Is it that God commode the rug? Don't pray again, no. Are you see here? Don't pray again. Just relax your mind. These are the time God pushes you to the edge. I say, daughter, fly. Fly. The second time I had it again. I just The third time I had it, and then I look around if anybody had. Nobody had. God copes with us. I said, so I told myself, okay, he's already dead. What if you don't wake? At least I did my part. Be real with God, but be honest with him. So I just, after we prayed for some time, I just obeyed finally. And I called his name, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I call your spirit to come back into this. When I started, something took a hold of me. Some of you want to feel something before you obey God. But you have to obey God. The woman with the issue of blood did not feel anything until she made the contact. So if you want to prosper when the money has hit you, no, you are going to give your way into it. The seed has to leave your hand. When I started praying, something came upon me that was not me. And like movie, this guy just, and then he was so angry. I said, Mike, what is going on? He said, Pastor, I was talking with my angel, and where I was, Pastor, you will not believe how that place looks. I said, Mike. I said, Mike, he just had one daughter. And I just been married, maybe. I said, do you know what? He said, Pastor, that place. People that have gone to heaven, they are not missing Lagos. So. They are not missing. The best place in this world is like toilets. You're a citizen of that country. I said, you're a citizen of that country. You carry a dual passport this morning. You are going to do something with me briefly before I pray. Stand up. What you are going to do with me this morning is this. With pastor's permission, I want to say to you that it is not the will of God to break up Nigeria. I know there are many narratives. But the only reason God put this country together is for the harvest and the access of that harvest. And we are seeing them in ways we've never seen them. Now, all the horrible spirits of terror, do you know we can deal with them? Do you know if every single person here every day takes dominion over that spirit and you bind them, when you bind something, that means you tied it up. How many of you have a dog in your house? If your dog is trained, you say, Jack, sit down. Someone say, that's my name. I'm sorry. Bingo. Bingo, sit down. What would that dog do? It will sit down. When Jesus says, I give you authority, that means we can bind those spirits, and by the force of intercession, you know, when you pray in the Holy Ghost with groanings, when God gives you that, you can, every activity can be terminated in the spirit. Everything you see on the earth is also born in the spirit. But we have moved so much far away from authority, from prayer. When Pa S.G. Elton, I don't know if you know that name, that was the man that commissioned me into ministry. And many of the things we are doing today, yes. But many of the things we are doing today, he prophesied at that time. In fact, I thought he was crazy. Anyway, that's another long story. Maybe another day. But when I went to see him at Elisha, one other white missionary who was our neighbor up north had arranged for it. Because this Baptist boy is giving everybody problem. So I went, as a humble boy, I went to see Baba. The first day, he wasn't home. His daughter, Mama Ruth now, who is also very elderly now, I met her. She said, Baba is not around. Give me another appointment. So I went. When I walked in, that man just began to prophesy. There's no doubt you are called, blah, 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 blah. He went on and on and said many things. He has such a passion for this nation. That prophecy about Nigeria, Africa being the trigger, I believe originated from him also. Do you know that God still wants to fulfill that prophecy? We can have the perfect will and we can have the permissive will. God didn't want Israel to have a king. They insisted. We are not insisting on the way of any man. We want the will of God for Nigeria to be done.
Before Boko Haram started, God showed me that thing. I can't give you details of it, of the things he showed, but it all happened.
And he told me that if the church does not take their position, the gains of the missionaries will be lost. But I saw a stone from a crown in heaven that a hand caught on both sides, and it floated into some countries, including Nigeria, and took out the work of Satan where terror is concerned. But God cannot do it without you. So you are going to please join me. I need your faith to say, Father, this morning, every spirit of division, every spirit of terror in this nation, we arrest you. We arrest you in the spirit. We unmask your sponsors, your foot soldiers. We bring it to an end. Thank you for a divine intervention. Spirit of terror, we bind you. This is our territory. Jesus has given us this place. The soles of our feet have touched Nigeria. They belong to us. Nigeria belongs to us. We claim it for Jesus. Now open your mouth and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Wherever they are gathering and planning evil, let heaven scatter them. Let heaven scatter them. Raka baba baba ba, shara baba baba ba, la kara baba 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 ba, shara kata tala raba ba, sakata tata raba bobo seketia, marakata tata tata. Come against every spirit of terror. Use your authority this morning. Sharakalo seketololobo seteya. Malelelelelelebo setelelelebo 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 se. Mar. Sharabababababababa. Oh Jehovah. We come against that spirit of division. Marakatatatatatata. He said, I have given you the heathen for an inheritance. We are not going to lose our inheritance in terms of souls in this land. In terms of souls in this land. Maraka bobobo sekere bobobobo se. Mareke bobobobo sekere bobobobo se. Jehovah ra shalabarabababababababa. Eleke te 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 te. Maika tabale katabale. It's not the will of God to divide the land. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we stand against it in the spirit. And all those behind the confusion, all those behind terror, we bind those spirits. We render them useless in the name of Jesus. Now begin to lose angels. Begin to lose angels. Begin to lose angels. Begin to lose the ministry of angels. into every nook and corner, every forest. Lose the ministry of angels. Lose the ministry of angels. Lose the ministry of angels. Marabababababa sataya. Marabababababa sataya. Marabababababa sataya. Marabababababa sataya. Marabababababa sataya. Marabababababa sataya. Kalifo, Kalifo, Kalisto. Jeretetetete. Jeretetetetete. Jeretetetetete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the millions of souls that need to hear that we shall not lose our harvest. We shall not lose the harvest of souls. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, as your servant, and by your direction, as you told me this morning, I stand with my brothers and sisters and in apostolic authority. You say, what I bind on earth is bound in heaven. We stand together and we say the spirit of terror over Nigeria, from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, wherever you are, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Let your foot soldiers begin to scatter in the name of Jesus. We release the terror of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. We lose the ministry of angels against you in the name of Jesus. We sprinkle the atmosphere with the blood of Jesus. Every forest, every blade of grass, every sand, every molecule in the air, we say the blood of Jesus is against the activity of terrorism from the north to the south, to the east, to the west in Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Lord, whoever is behind it, every tree that you have not planted, we uproot such ones in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Joshua told the sun and the moon, he commanded them to stand still. Father, as a church with a better covenant, we say everybody partnering with evil, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Everything that has been making you conducive and to function, we stop you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pledge as your people that every day for a few minutes, we are going to pray in the Holy Ghost for this land. We are going to pray in the Holy Ghost for this land. We are going to pray in the Holy Ghost for this land. We claim our harvest in the north. We claim our harvest in the south. We claim our harvest in the east. We claim our harvest in the west. We claim our harvest in the middle belt. We claim our harvest in the neighboring countries of the north. All over Africa, we claim the harvest that you've designed for us in the name of Jesus. Wave your hand and thank him for it right now. I don't know if this person is here or you are online, but somebody has a problem with mobility. You need to, by faith, get up. If you're having a mobility problem, you don't walk well. If you are here, you need to get up or raise your hand and let me see you. If you have a mobility issue, are you standing, friend? Did I see a hand there? Mobility issue. Just get into the aisle and begin to walk up and down. You have a problem with mobility, either something is wrong or whatever it is, step into the aisle and just begin to walk up and down. Keep walking up and down. You have a mobility problem. Yes. Just obey. All right, wave your hand if you're the one. Keep walking up and down. You don't move. You don't walk well, but keep walking now. And keep saying, thank you, Jesus. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And the miracle of God will keep happening. Just keep doing it. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. I just kept having that urge. Somebody needs to walk. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. I said keep walking. I said keep walking. Ah! The Holy Ghost is going to get into your feet in a moment. Keep walking, my friend. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. Just keep walking. Where's the other guy? Walk forward. Walk forward. Where's the other guy? Walk towards me. Walk forward. That woman too. Walk forward. Just walk. You have a mobility issue. Keep walking. And keep praising the Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Just keep walking. You have a mobility problem. Keep walking. Keep walking. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is still the Holy Ghost. I said the Holy Ghost is still the Holy Ghost. Keep walking. Just keep walking. Just keep walking and thanking Him. Keep walking and thanking Him. I want you to keep saying Jesus is the healer as you walk. Say Jesus is my healer as you walk. But keep walking. Keep walking and thanking Him. Keep walking and thanking Him. I say Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer. Jesus is my healer. Somebody shout! Somebody shout! Somebody shout! Somebody shout! Somebody shout! Somebody shout! Just wave that hand and give Him glory. Wave that hand and give Him glory. The presence of God is here, my friend. Jesus is the one doing the work again. Jesus is the one. My brother there, what happened to you? What was wrong? What happened to you? Yes. Okay. Let me take that guy. Let me talk to him. What was wrong with you?
In 2017.
2017?
Yes, I have a heavy accident.
You had an accident?
Yes, a truck hit me.
A truck hit you?
Yeah, my waist.
Exactly. Your waist.
You can't even stand. 10 minutes. You're even standing long now. Yes. Jesus has touched you. Can you just walk and give Him the glory?
Give Him the... Hey! You can feel a change in your body. How are you doing, my sister here?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sometime last year, I was pregnant for my child.
Mm-hmm.
I was having this bone pain on my labs.
Yes.
So I do complain to my doctor. Because of the pregnancy, they do just give me paracetamol. And I've took it when I put to bed. Like 3 months, I never felt any pain. But for the past 1 month, I have been in severe pain that even if I stand up, I will feel a shock at my bones.
Jesus.
So I went to the hospital and complained.
Jesus.
They asked, they have been giving me drugs, Mozu Rub. I told them that one wasn't working because it
but
wasn't
what happened
helping
today?
Me.
What happened
but today? Yesterday, I wanted to like come out, but I was still feeling the pain. And I say, even if I do not get my healing throughout the conference, me on Sunday, I will remain in the church. I told my friend. They were just laughing. But this moment, when you were talking about pain or anything, I just said, God, use me. Use the words of your servant and heal me. And I feel relief now. I don't feel any pain.
Just walk around, walk around. Make the devil mad. 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 We need to do other things this morning. Madam, can you feel a change? What was wrong with you?
I'm having pains on this leg.
On the right leg. Yes. For how long have you had it?
Let me say like a year, 2-3 years. I've gone to hospital several times. They say it's because of the predicament of my health that I have to live with it. You know, but since I came in here, usually I can't stand up for long. You know, but when I came in here, the strength just came.
Jesus! Let's give Jesus glory. Come on, let's give Jesus glory. Please, let's take our seats for now. Let's go back. Take your seats for now. The madam can sit somewhere in front. Find a seat close for her. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the spirit this morning, I saw a lot of people standing here. how did the Lord put it to me now? Let me try and get the right word. Kingdom, I wrote it down. I called it Kingdom Investors. You may not even have anything. But if you have been passionate about seeing the work here go forward, that God should put good money in your hand. I know a lot of people will come out, but it's not a general prayer. I'm not trying to pray for you to be rich. That's not the prayer I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to pray for people who have been passionate about this place. And they want God to use them to propagate the gospel. You've been praying that on your own. If you've been doing that on your own, let me see your hand. Right? Quite a lot of people. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But I saw people just lining up here. Why do I say things like that? You know, the gift of faith that also heals people, it can work for you financially as well. In the sense that the thing you've been struggling with, God can just drop one favor. One favor upon your life. And one big breakthrough will come. They are the kind of people I want to pray for now. And I want you to stand up. Praise God. We can't have everybody in the altar. But let me have the first 20 that can get up here. I think we got enough. Stop. Stand in the aisle if you will. Let's spread out. I'm not touching you. Just spread out. Just spread out all the way. I'm not touching you. God is everywhere. Stand in the aisle. Be specific with God what you want to do. Because we're not just praying for money. Money must have a mission. What do you want to do in this place? What is it? Talk to God. My prayer will work for you because God is a kingdom investors. People, there must be something you are passionate about. You've been crying to God over this house. You are the ones I want to pray for right now. That heaven will favor you. There must be something. If there's nothing in your heart towards the kingdom, towards mission, you shouldn't be standing up. You should be sitting down. Are we ready? My Father, in the name of Jesus, like you directed me this morning to pray for kingdom investors, for everyone here, the Lord says, I will give you a supernatural idea. I will give you something simple that will begin to bring in a lot of resources. Father, I thank you for the wisdom of Solomon. I thank you for special grace upon this one standing. Make sure your hand is lifted. There are hands that are lifted. Let your oil pour upon their hands right now. I say your hands that are lifted will not come down in the name of Jesus. Your hands will not come down in the name of Jesus. Your hands will not come down in the name of Jesus. Lord, pour your oil and your resources. I'm seeing something in the area of cyber. If that's your field. In the area of cyber, just God dropping some opportunity, something. Just receive it in the name of Jesus. God giving you opportunity. God giving you opportunity. God dropping divine ideas into your head. Father, we release unction for your people here. We release favor for them in the name of Jesus. You're a businessman. You have lost investment. I want you to stand up and lift your hand. You've lost investment. I'm praying for you right now. Lord, everyone who has lost money, even through their own carelessness, we come with the mercy of God this morning. And by the power of the blood of Jesus, I call for compensation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Let's take our seats, please. Give the Lord a hand. All the ministers of God who are visiting this program, are you here? Please, if you just line up here, Pastor, is okay? Just line up here. You are a minister. You are visiting this program. Come and line up. Come and line up. Line up. Ministers of God, make sure you're a minister. You're a minister of God. Wow. Just gave myself a lot of work. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Please don't join this line if you are not a minister. Can you go this way? Let's move down this way a bit. All right. That's fine. Pastors, you have some particular guests here, Abby, that are your guests. I think. Everyone? Okay. No worries. No worries. Can somebody play the piano or something? Let's just sing one song. Lift your hand. Let's just sing one song. Glory to God. Some of you, I will just touch you for an impartation. Some of you, I will say a word. We'll sing one song, just one song. Worship people, can you help us? Those of you on the next row, can you move back a bit? Move back a bit, or yes. Some of you ushers, just hang around, you know. You never know what's happening. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Just stretch your hands and just sing. Go ahead and sing that song. And then the church will pray with us. Go ahead. Just stretch your hand. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. My sister here, the Spirit of the Lord is pouring fresh oil upon your life. There have been seasons of challenges, of stress, heavy. But the Lord is saying to say to you, a heavier glory is coming upon your life. I saw the enemy struggling with something precious in your life. But God said, yokes are broken. Yokes are broken. Yokes are broken. Yokes are broken. I will compensate you. I will compensate you. I see emotional marks on your back. But said, I will compensate you. I will compensate you. I will come with another fire. Rakabo sataya tala tata tata tata. Shara da 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 The picture that I see, in this picture, I saw you with something like a sieve in your hand. But water was just going through that sieve. But the Lord says, I'm changing that sieve to a container that will gather. God said, I'm changing that sieve to a container that will gather. Mara baba baba seketa, libra sasa ita tata ita tata. Mara kaba baba 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 baba. The Lord says there's a fresh wind coming. There's a fresh wind coming. There's a fresh wind of my spirit coming. I saw something that was like stuck, like when a truck is stuck. But God is unloosening it right now. and is releasing. And is releasing. He's releasing a new wave of glory. And I saw a hand at your back like this, just tap you. I said, speed. Speed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Move forward a bit. Can you just kneel down? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Maratatataya. The Lord says, you've been injured in the house of your friends, but I'm a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And the Lord is saying to you, I will restore to you. I will restore to you, said the Spirit of the Lord. Are you on the line, sir? Thank you, Lord. Marapapapaya talalala. There will be a new sound. What I saw is like something hits you on the right, hits you on the left, just back and forth. But there will be a new sound. And the Lord says, you are of value to Him. I don't know what has happened to you, but I saw hitting here, hitting there. He said, you are of value to Him. Don't let anybody make you feel like you are valueless. You have value to Him. In the name of Jesus. Shh. Maratatatata. I saw like you've gone around in a circle. Over and over and over. Over and over in the same circle. Over and over in the same circle. People have abused you. People have said all kinds of things they shouldn't be saying. Some people say you've lost your mind. But the Lord said, I'm a God of a second chance. I'm a God of the fresh oil. Shere ta 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 ta. Moro to 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 to. This is the picture I'm seeing. It must be an angel waiting. And I ask the world, make haste. There's something that God has prepared. And you are just saying, God, how on earth is that going to happen? But you have to take the step of faith. That's all I got there. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says, my hand is upon you. You have walked through many dry places. You have walked through many dry places. But I'm pouring water. I'm pouring water. New fire, new fire, new fire, new fire. Marikata tata tata. Father, a new fire, a new fire. There has been a delay, but God says it's all part of the process. A new fire, a new fire, a new fire. More tete 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 tete. You said this to yourself. Did we really miss it? No, you didn't. 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 But there's a fresh platform that the Lord is raising in this hour. There's a fresh platform that the Lord is raising in this hour. Ah, la la la, bo city. La ra ta 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 ta. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, you will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Mara ta 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 ta. Mara ta 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 ta. I saw a stone wall right in front of you. It's a stone wall. But the Lord said it's coming down. And by the spirit of faith, I speak to that wall now. Come down. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted, ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? But the Lord who is mighty, 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 mighty. Maratatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat It's time to wait. To do nothing until you hear. To do nothing until you hear. He said, I will come and I will come quickly. I will come and I will come quickly. I will come and I will come quickly. Lord, a fresh fire. A fresh fire and fresh provision. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fresh provision. In the name of Jesus. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's done. Take it in Jesus' name. Sir, I saw you. You kept the bag down. The Lord says you pick that bag up. I'm not done. Pick it up. Pick the bag up. The assignment is not finished. Pick the bag up. Pick the bag up. Pick the bag up. Lira sasata. Marabababababababa. The Lord says it will come like the wind. It will come in a way you are not expecting it. But it will meet that need. Maratatata. Maratatatata. Maratatata. Yes. You have felt isolated. You have felt isolated. But the Lord is saying, He's setting up divine connection for you. Look for it. New fire, new fire, new fire, new fire. New fire. More ta 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 ta. New fire in Jesus' name. New fire in Jesus' name. New fire in Jesus' name. So I see a man who is faithful. He will not stand before me, amen. Somebody struggled with something from your hand. But the Lord said, what I have given you cannot be taken away. They may struggle, but they cannot take it away. Because ministry is on the inside. It's on the inside. Father, fresh fire in Jesus' name. Fresh fire in Jesus' name. I will hasten my word to make it good. I will hasten my word to make it good. I don't know what happened in your life, but I saw a box like a suitcase that was just kept there. It's like a project that you have just abandoned. And you have said, God, we don't even know how this is going to ever happen. The Lord says, it's time to pick it up. I saw the hand of the Lord behind you just push you. God said, I'm going to give you a push. In this new month, there will be a push. In this new month, there will be a push. And the finances will come. You got kids? Are you married, man? You are not married, but you are going to be. I said you are going to be. That's why am I seeing children. Father, in the name of Jesus, give her that push. Give her that push. Give her that push. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive. I saw you on a farm. You're farming. Some other young guys have their holes, and the issue is who to trust on this farm. God said there are three people that if you will pray, you can trust. And with them, you will enter the city. With them, you will enter the city. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be supernatural provision for your servant. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fresh fire, oh God. Fresh fire, oh God. Fresh fire. Are you a couple or you're on your own? You're on your own? You're on your own, right? Fresh fire, oh God. Fresh fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your daughter. Lift your hand and say, Lord, Lord, come upon me in a new way. Come upon me in a new way. He said, I've not abandoned you and you are not isolated. I've not abandoned you and you are not isolated. But I see you, God, bringing you into the center of things. Say, have your way, Lord. Say, Lord, have your way in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we just go quick now. If you are, is there any couple on this line? Any husband and wife standing together here? No? In the name of Jesus, Lord, let a fresh fire come upon him. The Lord says it's about time and season. I can see a lot of injuries on your body. You've been in certain places, I don't know where. But you need to be in a safe environment. You understand what I'm talking about? You understand? Father, in the name of Jesus, find her a shelter in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Are you married? Is anybody married on this line? All right. It's okay. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for a fresh fire, Lord. In the name of Jesus, a fresh fire. In the name of Jesus, a fresh fire. Preparation time is never wasted. In the name of Jesus, a fresh fire. In the name of Jesus, a fresh fire. La ra ta 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 ta. You are going around in circles. 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 But God wants to give you rest this year. Lord, I ask for angelic intervention. I ask for angelic intervention. The Lord says, what has happened in the past is in the past. It doesn't stand between you and him. Therefore, you go in the strength of God. Limasata tataya, and in a covering. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your fresh fire upon this young man. I saw you writing their anointing. Your seed, their anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. Just let's pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Kirama satatata. Moro to 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 to. The Lord gives me a description of you, sir. He said he's a man who is willing to get under the car and fix something. He's willing to use the hammer. He's just willing to do anything. There's nothing, just like a handyman. You have never, that's how he describes you. I don't know you, but that's how the Lord describes you. He said that versatility and servant heart will also open a dimension of financial resources. It will be like they will just drop it on your laps. You yourself will begin to say, ah, God, is this real? When the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream.
Your dream
is coming true. Because I'm a God of the now. And what they say is impossible is not impossible with me. God is walking inside of your body right now. I saw them walking inside you. Something has been adjusted in there. Something has been adjusted. You know, angels have their own equipment. Something here in the reproductive area, in the body there. Something was being fixed. I don't know the instruments, but someone was doing something there. Glory to God. Whatever you need fixed is fixed. It's fixed. Something like that has been done. Stretch your hands towards these precious people. The Lord says, my sister, I said, I've smitten your enemies on the cheekbone. People have made conversations and they have said things that are not true. And they have said, that's your God. We will see when he will do it. But God said, I will do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you can ask or think. He said, the strife of tongues against you people will cease. Amen. And every member of the family, who is this person? You are Akoti, Yoruba call it Akoti. When you are trying to see, the person is trying to pull the thing. In the name of Jesus, I command that thing to be paralyzed. Amen. The Lord says you will sit well with your children at your table. you will sit well. Then picture number two, people were gathering in that house. And I don't know, you were serving food. You were just serving food. You were serving food. You were so blessed. They came to rejoice. They came to collect. I can't even differentiate what they are doing. But they were there. They were there. Father, let there be an elevation. Let there be an elevation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Where is the person that went to call the husband that time? Thank you, Lord. Church, pray for 1 minute. Li Christo seseria tarabaseseta. Sikaila kata ikaila. Mavraste ziziontolo sesetia. I saw my sister towards your right ear. I saw somebody whispering to you, and he said, "Good news." Just said, "Good news." He said, "Good news." It's a good news. Good news. Picture number two. You know, when you use a very hot iron on a piece of cloth, you see that, like this thing. I saw that that hot iron, whatever damage was done, where they're saying it's not possible, I saw that the cloth just became like nobody ever pressed on it. Pastor, Pastor Abigail, I want you to lay hands on her here. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let her alone. Let her alone. Let her alone. Fine. Father, let your power go through your daughter right now. Perfect what needs to be perfected. In the name of Jesus, I will return the glory to you. My brother, you can feel the power of God. The scripture that comes to me is from the book of Kings, where the anointing came upon Elijah and he outran the chariots of Ahab. There are some things that have waited to happen. In fact, some look like lost opportunities. But a strong wind is coming in your life. All the people that overtook you, they won't even see when you pass. Because your season, the set time. In the name of Jesus. Sit down, take your time. Let Holy Ghost come on you. We need to understand when Holy Ghost comes, he does a lot of things inside people that we cannot see. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord says to say to this couple, you are not late. He said, you are not late. Because I saw my brother looking at his time in the spirit. God said, you are not late. You are not late. He said, and that age they are telling you, there's no age for my miracle. There's no age for my miracle. This peanut. It's been like a personal, real pain for you. But today,
the Holy Ghost is saying you are not late. And I saw them in the
Spirit of God. Holy Ghost is giving you an injection. You. It was at your back, to the right hand side of the, towards the spine. And the Lord is saying to you, the Lord is saying to you, what I will do will cause many people to praise me. Even in your family, I will shut them up. I will shut them up. Don't go to any place my glory is not. I have done it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I need to finish. I'm getting to a point where I can hardly stand myself. So I need to quit soon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shh. Shh. Tell her, I have finished the work before I called you to begin. What I wrote in your book is indelible. Nobody can remove it. Nobody can remove it. Even words, negative words, cannot remove it. I am that I am. I have no beginning and I have no ending. What you have cried unto the Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. The heathen will not say, where is your God? I have smitten your enemies on the cheekbone. I have smitten your enemies on the cheekbone. I have smitten your enemies on the cheekbone. Hey! Baraka sana libro sticky stibrasticia. Jibra, are you married, sir? Is your wife here? Huh? She's where? At home. Lord, what's her name? Amaka. We send your word to Amaka right now. And Lord, as he stands here for the family, I saw something like a nail, like somebody stepped on a nail. It's very painful. Whatever that situation is, the Lord says, I have removed the nail. And the healing process has already started. The healing process has already started. The healing process has already started. There will be dancing and celebration. 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 Tell Amaka, the Lord has done it. For your trouble, he gives you double. Tell Ila, say you are carrying an anointed person. You are carrying an anointed person. I say, no matter what they have said, my angels will be there with you. And there will be a celebration of my mercy and of my grace. Tell her she's not alone. I am standing with you. Sometimes you feel like the whole weight of the world is on your shoulder. He said, but you are not alone in this. I'm standing with you. And you will come to the other side with silver and with gold as well. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now stand up everywhere. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. Those that need better jobs, we call for better jobs in Jesus' name. We call for better opportunities in Jesus' name. You have not gotten paid for 3 months, but on your account today, they will pay in that office. In the name of Jesus. Somebody has a sick mother far away. We send the word of the Lord to sick mother. And say, mother, arise now. The Lord Jesus healed thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many who are standing and are saying, Father God, I need to be married. I need my own spouse. Lord, I call for divine appointments. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if you're a business person, but you wrote a check that was returned. The Lord is saying, money that is more than what was returned is coming. Amen. Said, do not be frightened, do not be worried. Father, I pray for everybody and especially Pastor Shola and Pastor Abigail. Lord, they are young, but you have anointed them. They have a humble heart. Lord, I'm asking, oh God, that you will raise men that will raise their hand. You will raise men who will truly see them as fathers and mothers. You will raise men who will not try to rearrange the furniture in this house. You will raise men who will follow the heavenly blueprint. You will raise men and women who will follow them into that wealthy place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're going to do something prophetic this morning. I just want a few of you, just as a sign of our heart towards our pastor and his wife, I want 5 men and 5 women from the congregation. If you know the kind of person I am, I'm not a title person. I'm not a show person. Go and just kneel before them and honor them. Just five. Just kneel before them. I know how you feel. They don't like it. It's enough. Just honor them. Honor them. It's the Lord you are honoring. It's the Lord you are honoring. Father, receive the honor of your people. Receive the honor of your people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless this church. And we bless the people that have honored Grace this morning. In Jesus' name. Now listen to me as I take my seat. When somebody is your father, you don't go and open their nakedness anywhere. When next somebody comes and begins to make, you can stand now and go back to your seat. It's a prophetic thing I just did. Pastor, you will see why I did it. You will see why I did it. Every time there's a move of God, there are always people who think they know where God is going. You cannot know the road more than these two people. If you know the road more than these two people, you are not supposed to be here. You know too much for our liking. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know too much for our liking. So please humble yourself. This woman is a woman of God. This woman is a woman that truly cares. And people like this, oftentimes, people don't even notice that they're there. They don't even notice they're there. People have come to our church and asked me, who is the pastor? That's the kind of person I am. They've asked my wife, where is the pastor? But you see, people like this, you need to honor them because it's very easy because of the way they carry you, and then your blessing will not come. So please give them that as you do it unto the Lord. My sister, the Lord is saying to you, I'm raising many daughters and sons in the house who are being called to serve you, and their promotion is in serving you. Allow them to serve you. Allow them to bless you, because a new season from this convention has arrived in this house. So God be the glory. In Jesus' name I pray.